Canada's new Prime Minister was sworn into office today.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Her heirs being H-E-I-R-S, her heirs, we would say. So what does this mean for the U.S.? Professor Cecil Foster joins us from Buffalo to discuss that. He's Associate Director of Canadian Studies at the University at Buffalo. Professor, do you think Trudeau is going to mean a big change for Canada's relationship with the United States?
I really do think so. For a long time, it appears that the relationship between Canada and the United States was in a kind of a cold freeze. A chill seemed to be in the air. Suddenly, everyone on both sides of the border have a moment of great expectations. Is that the fact that Justin Trudeau, the new prime minister, has promised quite a lot. He seems to get on very well with people in Washington, and people on the Canadian side are pretty optimistic that we are entering into a new era when life might be a lot easier than it was before.
And yet, on one big issue, he has changed the Canadian position, and that is with regards to the campaign against ISIS. Canada has six fighter jets involved in the U.S.-led campaign against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Trudeau says he wants to bring them all home.
Yes, because his position has been that it is better to have Canadians helping train those on the ground rather than being part of the actual bombing. And I think there is a strong sentiment in Canada that this is the appropriate position to take. After all, there are only about six jets that Canada is contributing. And I think that number is more of a kind of a token number. And Trudeau's position has been that Canada should be getting back into the business of peacekeeping. And as a result, he doesn't see much of a role for the bombing aspect of fighting against ISIS.
At the same time, he wants to dramatically increase the number of Syrian refugees that Canada accepts, 25,000 by the end of the year.
Yes, and already there is some speculation that he might not be able to meet those targets. But he was very bold in coming out during the election to say that Canada has always been a humanitarian country, a country that we can go back to the Second World War, that each time there was a major crisis internationally, Canada became a home for displaced people. And he certainly held the previous prime minister to task for being slow in terms of the numbers that were coming into Canada. And then he went, some would say, a bit over the top by suggesting that he would bring in 25,000 of the Syrian refugees by the end of the year. Now, the end of the year is a pretty short time in which to do it. And it appears that he has had already the people on the ground, the civil servants already checking to see how it can be done. So we'll have to wait and see if he can hit that 25,000 magic number.
What about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the massive trade deal? Prime Minister Trudeau is pro-trade.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, because when he was really challenged on the TPP, his position was simply that, well, that he is open to trade. But at that time, nobody knew exactly what is in the agreement. The agreement was signed by the outgoing government. Now, bits are coming out about the cost to supply-side management, the cost to autos, and it'd be interesting to see what Trudeau's position will be. There's a sense that he is likely to come down on the side of the TPP. So it will be interesting to see what arguments he will make for supporting the TPP if he does, in fact, come down on its side.
Justin Trudeau is probably the one politician who, when he visits the White House, will actually make President Obama look old, because he looks so young.
And that's probably true. There have been some discussion that when he and Obama were talking on the phone, that Obama did, in fact, tease him a bit and suggest to him that his hair, which everyone has been talking about, and indeed, at one point, the the opposition to Trudeau was that he wasn't ready for his job, although his hair looks quite good. And apparently Obama was picking up on that and telling him, look, that hair, take care of it, because it is not going to remain as black as it is for a long time. This, the next time you look in the mirror, is going to be pretty white.
That's Professor Cecil Foster, Associate Director of Canadian Studies at the University at Buffalo. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, another big issue between the U.S. and Canada is the Keystone XL pipeline. Justin Trudeau has been supportive of the pipeline, and he recently downplayed any potential disagreement with the U.S. on the issue, saying any relationship as important as Canada and the United States goes beyond a single project. Meanwhile, the White House this week reiterated that it will rule on the project before President Obama leaves office. Here's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest speaking yesterday.
There's no doubt that this debate has been heavily influenced by politics, and the president is doing his best to try to shield the actual process that will consider the merits of the project from those politics. And that's very difficult to do given the amount of politics that are being played here.
Environmentalists claim that TransCanada wanted to hold off on a final decision on the pipeline until the next president, maybe a Republican, takes office.